Om Shanti, good evening. So very big welcome to Sachinbhai. I think he's very well positioned to actually talk about today's topic, preparing for sudden and final papers for someone who's working in ICU and has to see souls that in moments of emergency, so it's very appropriate. Sachinbhai is based at Global Hospital and is a specialist in ICU treatments, but I think we all know him, and those who have heard him really appreciate the depth with which he explores topics. So really glad that you could be with us this evening and looking forward to it. Shanti.
Om Shanti. Someone asked a question, how much time it takes to read a 1,000-page book. A writer answered, 6 months. A doctor said, 3 months. A lawyer said, 1 month. And a professor of philosophy said, 1 week. And then came a student and he asked, first tell me when is the exam? It depends on that. And they jokingly say, as per the Newton's fourth law of motion, a book remains unmoved unless and until moved by an external or internal exam. So, we are here to discuss something which is very much relevant and which is inevitable. In this Brahmin life, from the day we started our journey, everywhere there are exams. Every now and then there are exams. We are surrounded by the ocean of exams. Right from the morning till night, some or other paper every day, and every paper is different. And for a Brahmin soul, sometimes this Brahmin family itself is an examination hall, and each and every Brahmin soul is a paper. Because we have so many karmic accounts with so many souls. And everyone knows this is the confluence age, and soon a new world will come. But before that, the great devastation. Before that, the great transformation. And each one of us is preparing for that moment of upheaval. To what extent each one of us is prepared, that's a thing to reflect, to cogitate, to understand. So how to gear ourselves up for that final and for that sudden paper? This is what we are going to understand or discuss today. Baba has said in one of the murlis that if Baba comes to meet you, and he lovingly meets all his children, and destruction is going to happen 10 minutes after Baba meet, still Baba will not tell. These are some of the sayings of Avyakta Bhavdada. Even if Baba is meeting you children, he comes to meet you, but he will not tell you that after 10 minutes, the great destruction is about to occur. So, we have to prepare ourselves. Recently, a book has been released, a new book, Real Gold. How many of you have that book? That's a book on Dadi Gulzar. Excellent book. In that book, Dadi has said a beautiful thing. To get up at Amrit Vela and to have powerful yoga is not becoming special. But during the times of upheaval, to remain unshakable, immovable, that is becoming special. So everybody, when there are no upheavals, when there are no disturbances, everybody can get up at Amrit Vela, have a very beautiful chit-chat, connection and yoga with Baba. But that's not a great thing. The great thing is when everywhere there is turbulence, everywhere there is disturbance, and in the face of such adverse condition, one remains unflinching. That is the real effort. So, throughout the Avyakta Muralis, Baba has mentioned about different types of paper which are going to come in everyone's life, and especially during the end times. And what are those papers, and how should we prepare ourselves for those papers? And each one of those papers are going to come suddenly. We will be caught unawares. I often love to describe the story of a Zen master who was invited by a friend, and it was a 7-storied building, and it was in Japan. So the Zen master went there, and he sat, and he started delivering his discourse, and there were about 40 people sitting there, and suddenly there was an earthquake. So there was upheaval, and everybody started running helter-kelter. Some sought to go towards lift, and many of them started following the staircase. But the friend who had invited the Zen master saw that the Zen master is just sitting with eyes closed. He did not move at all, whilst there are shocks, and it was a big earthquake. But he thought, I have invited this master and I am only running away, whilst he is just sitting there so calm and quiet. So he also comes back and sits in front of him, thinking that whatever will happen of him, let it happen to me also. And that person, that friend of that master, sits, and after some time, earthquake subsides. And that master opens the eyes, and he starts delivering his lecture from the point he had stopped. So this man says, forget that, I don't even remember what you were talking earlier. First tell me why you did not run. When everybody was running, why you did not run when there was such a mammoth earthquake? So the Zen master says, I also ran, but I ran within. You all started running outside. But how can you escape the earthquake? Because there are earthquakes everywhere. There is only one point which is earthquake free, and that is within. That is within the consciousness. I ran towards that point of shakelessness. So during the times and during the moments of upheaval, how fast one stabilizes oneself, that is very important. And the ultimate day is going to come when we will have to see rivers of blood flowing around. The whole earth would stand in the river of blood. A day is going to come like that. Are we prepared for that? So, What should we do in order to face? What is our spiritual preparedness for that final moment? As a doctor, in our clinical practice, we have seen hundreds and hundreds of people dying in front of our eyes. Hundreds of people suddenly getting serious, going on ventilator, and multiple things. That's all critical care is all about, managing critically ill patient. And we have seen hundreds and hundreds of BKs dying in front of our eyes. Some of them were very stable, some of them were in a very disturbed stage. And that depends all on what sort of effort one has made throughout his life. Because at the time of death, one remembers all those things. We have seen many dadis who were so detached from their bodies that they were unaware what lines, what pricks, what lines, tubes, drains, nothing. They were totally detached. But there were then other souls, with the slightest prick, they would get disturbed. So, that's what Baba said, long standing effort. And you have to remain ever ready. So, in this Brahmin life, during the end times, 8 different types of paper are going to come. And Baba has mentioned these paper throughout the Avyakta Murlis here and there. But each one of us will have to face these 8 papers. And if you could pass, if we all could come out with flying colors, then we will be called pass with honor, otherwise not. And each and every paper will be the test of our overall Brahmin life. What we have done from the time we became Baba's child till now. Whatever gyan, whatever yoga we had, what was the depth, what was the maturity of that gyan, of that yoga, that would be revealed during those 8 papers. Each, even a single paper can come, sometimes 2 can come together, sometimes 3 can come together, sometimes all the 8 papers may attack together, and that will be a very difficult time. Somebody has compared human mind with that of a monkey. Monkey by its very nature is restless. But now somebody made it drink wine, so it became all the more restless. After some time a scorpion bit that monkey. It became all the more restless. After some time a demon entered that monkey. Now this is human mind, so restless. And now control it with all those vices and all those desires. So it is definitely an arduous task, but then we have to prepare ourselves. That's why Baba has used 2 words always: ever ready and long standing efforts. It's not one day play, it's not 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, it's not about 1 month, 2 months, it's not about 1 year, 2 years, years together. A long standing life of stability, equanimity, a long standing life devoted to Baba and living hand in hand with him to remain in a very spiritually higher elevated position, that is what is needed. So we will see these papers, and as you all know, the first paper is 5 vices. That's why we listen every day that not even a trace of vice should remain. Whatever vices we have, The first thing is to realize that yes, I do have those traces of anger. I do get irritated. Those passions, those waves still move the heart. Heart is still greedy. Heart is still attached to so many people around. And even if the slightest vice remained within, the same vice will come at the end times, during the end times, and it will assume a gigantic proportion and it will become difficult then to manage. That is why it is now up to us to do intense self-checking, to go in silence again and again and to see why I am not able to get rid of this addiction, this vice, this weakness, this imperfection, why it still attacks me. If slightest amount it remains, an iota of that vice, suddenly it will become a progeny. Ansh will lead to vansh. That's what Baba says. So the first paper is 5 vices. And whatever vice has remained hidden somewhere in the subconscious mind, the same vice would be triggered and it will come out. That's why it is now, every day, where intense self-checking is needed. When I know that this relationship is utterly futile, why I am still maintaining it? Why I am still attached to a particular person? Why I can't get rid of all these attachments? To realize the futility of things, uselessness of things, to realize the wastefulness of things would free us from all those shackles. Otherwise, no amount of taking pledges, oaths would work, writing letters, unless and until we realize definitely once and for all that this is not my way of life. These old ways, these old sanskars, I must give them up. And this is an ideal place for all of us to contemplate, to do that intense soul searching. And to accept first of all, yes, I do have this attachment, and with a transparent heart sit in front of Baba and tell him, please let me get rid of this, all bondages. And all bondages are mental creations. There are in fact no bondages outside. They all are emanating somewhere from the mind, emanating from our own weaknesses. So the first checking, or the first paper that is going to come to each one of us, is this 5 vices. There is an Avyakta Murli, and I would love all of you to read that, and I would tell you the date, 26th December 1979. This is perhaps the only Avyakta Murli where Baba has talked about transformation of vices. Often you hear in Murli, conquer vices, defeat vices. This is perhaps the only Murli, 26th December 1979, where Baba said a beautiful description about transformation of vices. And Baba also gave an example. Suppose one king is defeating another king, that other king would become a prisoner, but then he will take revenge. You say that you will conquer vices, but the vices will take revenge. So rather than conquering them, transform them and make them your friends. They will become cooperative in your efforts. And he described each vice, for example, kaam, lust, convert it into good wishes, shubha bhavana, kamna. In this way, all the 5 vices, there is a beautiful description about those vices in that Avyakta Murli. So it's not about suppression of anything. It's about sublimation. It's about transformation. It's about understanding them and then get rid of them. That is the only way. Complete understanding would lead to complete freedom. This is a very beautiful statement. Complete understanding would lead to complete freedom. Trying to understand things and those vices. For example, somebody is angry. What happens at that moment? It's a temporary madness. See your own anger or irritability face to face with naked eyes. This is what it is and what it caused me. Disturbance of relationship. So much restlessness. Yoga destroyed. And the stage came tumbling down. This is what I got. Now let me understand. Let me introspect and retrospect. See it as a detached observer rather than repenting why this vice came again, why the passion arose again. It is to see them face to face as a detached observer and they will vanish into thin air. So the first paper that would come is five vices, and that's why our spiritual preparedness consists of becoming pure, complete purity. Even to the extent that our dreams should get purified. The day should be like that. Every thought which comes in heart, because you know what is known as butterfly effect. Whatever thought rises, it has its repercussions throughout the world. It goes out. So how pure my thoughts should be. And there should be intense yearning, intense longing that yes, I want to get rid of this. And making right attempts. So that will free one. So that will be the first paper. The second paper that is going to come is five elements. Five elements. On one side there would be earthquake, volcano and so much disturbance. I remember once in northern India there was a natural calamity and a team from Global Hospital, I was a part of it, we had gone to that place, Uttarakhand, in 2013 I suppose, and we saw human cry. We saw how houses were devastated and we saw so many phases of human nature there. On one side they would help. There were people who were helping. On another side, there were thugs and cheats who had come there and they were trying to cut the bangles from dead bodies and running away. And there were two sadhus there. They were up above there. And everybody was getting, the rescue team had come and they said, come on, let us evacuate. But two persons were there, they were not ready to come. And later on it was found they had a huge treasure collected from all the dead bodies. So different phases of human nature came out. When such a thing happens. So five elements would play havoc. And that would be the time of upheaval. That time, how stable we remains, how calm we remains. Just like that Zen master, where there was an earthquake, he just sat calm and quiet and went within rather than rushing outside. And as he said, there are earthquakes everywhere in the world. How can you can escape the earthquake? So for this five elements, what effort one has to do is to become Prakriti Jeet, conqueror of five elements. And for that, giving Sakash to five elements at least twice a day. Morning Amrit Vela and evening yoga. Assume the angelic form and start sending out Sakash to these five elements. Purify these five elements which have become totally tamopradhan. This is our duty rather. These five elements have served us for such long time. From copper age or even from golden age they have served us. And what have we done? Deforestation? What have we done? Pollution? What have we done? Making everything corrupt. So we are deeply indebted to these five elements, and now it is our responsibility to purify each and every particle of this universe. It's an onus. We need to purify every iota of this universe. So such strong pure vibrations should go out throughout the day, and as I said, twice a day give sakash to five elements. Those who do it, Baba has said, they will remain safe in the face of all the adverse conditions. So that is the second paper. The third paper which is going to come is bodily karma bhog, sufferings of the body, sudden disease. End times, all these things are going to come. And as I said, in medical practice, every day we see so many patients. Patient has come for some other purpose and suddenly it is found something is abnormal in blood reports, and we further investigate and it is a cancer which has already spread everywhere. And he has only few months to live now. Some people get so disturbed and some are very, very stable, very calm. So diseases are going to come. And we should be prepared even for those things. It should not be that we are beset with so many questions, why it has come to me? Why this happens to me only? I remember there was a Brahma Kumari sister, young, not even 25, who was staying in center. Once she was going to one center, Gita Parshala, and she met with an accident. And she was filled with enthusiasm for doing service, totally surrendered unto Baba. But that accident was so severe, she got cervical cord injury and quadriparesis. Both upper limbs and lower limbs, total paralysis. And now, from last 4-5 years, she is like that on bed. It takes about 4 people to make her get up and sit on chair. But one thing I noticed, she is not depressed. She is happy internally and she says, I have accepted this situation with love, in spite of having such a condition. She is so strong and we have never seen her depressed, despondent any time. Otherwise, young person meeting with an accident and becoming quadriplegic, the first thing that happens is depression. But to maintain this lively spirit, it takes a lot of power. And we have seen that she was a live example. She is a live example. Keeps on coming to hospital often. So diseases are going to come. But another thing is, then we have to take care of our health also. That is another part of the story. If we are falling sick again and again because of our own mistakes, because of wrong eating and wrong lifestyle, Baba has said in one of the Murlis, Baba doesn't call those children Jnani and Yogi if we are doing like that. So this is the third paper which is going to come, and we need to remain prepared for even such a paper. In spite of all the good taking care of good health of our own cells, but still disease can come. And if it comes, when it comes, one should be stable. One should be thinking that, okay, this has come now. Otherwise, we have seen, suppose a brother is there who is doing 24 hours service and suddenly he gets a fracture, and when he has to sit on bed, he remains bedridden for 1.5 months. He gets restless. Why this thought doesn't come till that time? I was doing that service, now it's a time for Mansa Seva, service through the mind. Let me now devote myself to this. How fast we accept that situation and how fast we mold ourselves. That is what is the final paper, and such a paper is going to come. If it has not come, it might come in future. And one must remain prepared even for such a thing. Baba often gives example in Murli that if suppose a person who has never seen blood and suddenly he sees blood, he gets afraid. If you are afraid of blood, how can you face the great destruction that is going to happen in future? So to remain fearless. So physical suffering. In English there are different words. Tolerance. Greater than that is endurance. Even greater than that is fortitude. Even greater than that is stoicism. To tolerate all sufferings, physical torture. Titiksha, in Sanskrit it is known as. To what extent we have become strong and we can tolerate everything. I remember there was one patient who was a national level boxer, and he was a bodybuilder, and he was admitted with us once for loose motions. And when sister was taking periline, he started crying. He was like this, so strong, but he was afraid of that needle. He couldn't tolerate that. He said, no, no, no. He started crying. So, alone physical strength doesn't work. How, to what extent we have made ourselves spiritually strong? So that is the third paper. The fourth paper is deficiency of facilities, sadhan. Whatever facilities we have of science, a day will come, nothing would be remain. Now we have mobile. A day will come, will mobile is become just a box. There is no connection, no internet, no network. What are you going to do with it? Nothing would remain. Whatever paraphernalia of science we are utilizing, using now, a day will come, nothing would be there. Everything, all lines would be devastated. Are we prepared for that? How much time can we live offline? That's another question. What is the screen time? What is our screen time? So there has to be some amount of digital detox. Some amount of digital detox. Staying away from all this when it is not needed. Unnecessary surfing. Unnecessary video streaming is the cause of fall in Brahmins. This is the latest Maya pervading across the Brahmin family. So, deficiency, scarcity, dearth of all the facilities of science, that would be the paper which is going to come in future. So here also we should practice living without all these things, as and when needed. You know, in Yajna, there was a beggary part, and probably the greatest tapasya was done during that time. That even things were not there. Now we have everything abundance, in abundance. But a day will come where nothing would be there. Are we prepared for that? How much geared up we are for that? So preparing now only. Things are there, okay, utilize them. But when they are not there, it's okay. Now we have vehicles, vehicles would not be there. Still it is okay. We have mobiles, they would come, nothing would be there. Still it is okay. So that's why starting this mental telepathy, spiritual telepathy, starting communication through mind. Let's see what happens. Giving transcendental messages through the mind. That's a great practice which every one of us should do. I have to say something to somebody, let me sit in yoga and deliver the message. Let me see what happens. This is a mental practice. And one more thing which is needed is here is our connection with Baba. To what extent we are in that stage of man, mana, bhava. Baba has said, those who would be wiseless would be wireless in the end. Those who would be wiseless would be wireless. You will not require anything. You will start communicating with mind. You will start sending out messages. You will get the touching. And Baba has said, for double foreigners, you will board the final plane that would be coming to Mount Abu. That would be the final plane. You will sit and then there would be destruction. So, what is my connection with Baba? What is my angelic stage? How fast I can put a full stop? How fast I can get situated in the seed stage? These are some of the things. Seed stage, angelic stage, full stop, manmanabhav, connection with Baba, spiritual pleasures as in today's blessing, Ruhani Mauj. To what extent? Baba said this is the time of untimely death. This is the time of untimely death. So how I am prepared for it? So that is a question one should ask. So this is one paper. The next paper would be from laukik souls. Papers from laukik souls. Those are our laukik relatives. Suddenly they might become an obstacle. Suddenly they might come up. Till now they were just silent. Cooperative. Suddenly they would become uncooperative. They suddenly would become an enemy or start criticizing or something like that. So that is also one paper which is going to come. And that is why, whether they are in Gyan or not Gyan, but those who are blood relatives and we are related to them, it's our duty every day to emerge such souls and send out vibrations of purity, of peace, of happiness, and settling our karmic accounts with them, asking for pardon or forgiving them, asking for pardon or forgiving them. These are the things one has to do. So this is also paper which is going to come. Suddenly some laukik relative would become an obstacle in the end times. This is one paper. The next paper is paper from Brahmin souls. And this would be the toughest paper. Why? What sort of papers we can get from Brahmin souls? Anybody? From Brahmin souls, from this family, from this divine family, from this God's family. What can happen? Yeah? Yeah? Anyone? Some obstacle that might come from this family itself. Competition and jealousy. And? Yeah? Anything else? Non-cooperation. Suddenly non-cooperation. Sudden jealousy. Then fights. Conflicts of sanskars. And very strong karmic account with some souls of this family. Everyone is God's children. Everyone has elevated knowledge. Everyone is the part of this class. And today Sakar Murli Baba said, this is holiest of the holy class. How much silence should be here? So this is in this holiest of the holy class also, we have all those souls around us with whom we have a very strong karmic accounts. Probably in the previous births we were king and they were also king and we defeated them in those births. Okay? And that entire kingdom was devastated and now that person, that king is a part of our family. He is somewhere a member of my WhatsApp group. He is somewhere a member of my Facebook. He is somewhere a member of social media. He is somewhere my boss. He is somewhere sitting, working with me in the same place where I am working. He is somewhere staying in center with me. Who is he but whom we had defeated, whom we had exploited in some previous births. We had snatched away his land and his entire family had died and now he has come back to take revenge. So all those souls are around. And we have more karmic accounts with Brahmin souls rather than those laukik souls. Here all the karmic accounts would get settled. So this paper is also going to come. That's why keep it an aim that I don't want to create further bondages. Let me settle all my accounts with this family also by having good wishes and pure feelings for each and every soul, no matter what that soul has done. I don't want to create new bondages. Let me neutralize all the previous bonds, previous bondages. So paper from laukik souls. This paper is also going to come. And then paper from evil souls. You know, in Bible it is described in the kingdom of David. The entire town in one person's 2, 2, 3, 3 souls entered and they became mad and running here and there. That was the wrath of God, it is described. And then how he comes and how he dispels all those evil souls. So in the end times this is going to come. And those souls will enter those bodies, those persons who are weak-minded. Those who are very strong, evil souls cannot enter into them. Those who are very pure, they will not enter. Because just imagine if there is an earthquake, about 1,000 people died, where all those souls will go in the end? They will seek bodies because they are restless, because they are unsatisfied souls. So they would, Baba has said 20 souls would enter one body. And what havoc that those souls would create. But they will enter only those souls, those bodies which is housing weak minds. Those who are Master Almighty authorities, those who are strong minded, they would remain unaffected. And those who are having deep final connection with Baba, Manmana Bhava, they will remain unfazed in the face of such circumstances. So that paper from evil souls is also going to come. And this is mentioned at many places in the scriptures of all the literature, that such things would happen in the past, in the end. So one should remain even ready for those wandering souls. So our one effort, Amrit Vela and evening, should be to give Sakash to these all souls of the world, all souls of the world, who are restless, who are peaceless, who are in sorrow, who are in suffering, who are in pain, who are in agony, giving them Sakash, giving them vibrations, and pacifying, assuaging those hearts, mollifying those spirits. That should be a part of our daily routine. If one is stuck in traffic, sit down and meditate and send Sakash. Even Baba said, during night, when you get up, all of a sudden at night, give Sakash and then go to sleep. Even during sleep, if you suddenly get up because of anything. So, staying connected with Baba and sending out Sakash. Staying connected with Baba and sending out Sakash. How deep is my connection? That will tell me how I can keep myself safe from all of these circumstances. And the last paper, 8th paper, from those souls who have got criminal eyes, those who are filled with lust, those, and in the Baba's words, criminal eyes, lascivious souls, those whose pleasure is sense gratification, those souls will attack. And they will attack only those souls who still have traces of impurity, traces of lust hidden somewhere. So the greatest of the effort is to become completely 100% pure. Brahma Baba had said about Mamma once, that Mamma is that soul whom even the most lustful person in the world would not look with that lustful vision. She has that sort of purity in her. No matter what they are, but they cannot cast an evil eye upon her. So our purity should become like that. Very, very strong purity. No interest, no desire to see these bodies which are about to die, which are perishable. Why to remain attached to these bodies? In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, soul is imperishable, Baba is imperishable, and your remembrance is also imperishable. And that is why automatically soul remembers the father. Automatically the soul is in the stage of Manmana Bhava with father. So all those things are going to happen. These are the few things I have told, but you can expand it to any extent and try to understand such things are going to happen. And that's why Mamma used to say, live each day as if this is your last. I have very few hours with me, and let me live this day to the full extent. Let me not waste a single moment of this life. Let me not waste every word which I speak, should be full of empowering others, giving them power, should be the best. All my actions should be elevated all my relationships, there should not be any wasteful relationships. So everything should become pure. So we discussed about 8 different types of paper. The first paper is 5 vices. The second paper, 5 elements of nature. In that you can add few more things also. Third World War, or destruction by different means. If you study this, you will find so many other things have been described. Alien attack, an asteroid attack, and some methane gas coming out from the ocean, and honeybees, they have been linked to destruction. They say that scientists say when honeybees would not be there, it would be very difficult for human beings to live. There is a strong ecosystem correlation with that. Deforestation, black hole theory, so many things are there. Greenhouse effects, melting of those glaciers, and all those things are going to happen very fast. So we are approaching, Sangam Yoga is divided into 2 parts. First part at present, and the second part would be the part of destruction and great revelation. Revelation of Father, and there would be divine visions during that time. So this paper of destruction is going to come. So 5 elements. The third paper is, which is the third paper? Bodily diseases. There are again 2 parts in that. First, my bodily diseases, and another is, I am my relatives, my wife, my husband's, my children's diseases, or their death. That is more disturbing sometimes. So bodily diseases are going to come. Then deficiency of all the paraphernalia of science, all the facilities of science, whatever we are enjoying, all the comforts and conveniences, a day would come, nothing would remain. We'll be able to remain strong, unshakable during those times. Baba said, there would be curfew and you won't be able to go outside at all. Such a period is going to come. And then, the next, Laukik souls. And then Alaukik souls, this Brahmin family. Many papers are going to come. So keep on sending Sakash every day to all those who are around you. All those who stay with you, have a very harmonious relationships with them. And then evil souls. There was one mentioned by Brahma Baba, and that has also come in that book, Real Gold, where Baba mentioned that there was a Kumari, and there was a thug who just went after her, and suddenly he saw only light and nothing else, and he turned back. She just assumed an angelic form and he could see only the light, and he ran away. So evil souls are going to attack. But then we have to remain very, very stable, very calm, very quiet, totally connected with Baba all the time. And this practice of putting full stop, and this practice of getting stabilized in point of light stage, and this practice of seed stage of Paramdham, this is very important. This practice of getting detached from the body, on and off, again and again. And then the last paper, from the those souls who have criminal eyes. They cannot attack those souls who are very, very pure. So these are some of the 8 papers. Any questions? Any question? Yeah. Yeah. You see, when we say heart, it has nothing to do with this physical heart. Heart means emotions. Heart means feelings. And mind is like that we get attached to things. If we start using anything, we get attached to that. If we start living with some person, we get attached to that person. If we start living in one place, we get attached to that place. So attachment to persons, place, things, objects, everything happens if we don't have the awareness. But if we have the awareness, we will not get attached. This attachment is totally a mental phenomenon. It has nothing to do with outside things. But outside things can become trigger. So you are talking about heart. Heart means emotions. Heart doesn't mean, and when we say brain, brain means logic, reasoning, cause. So even this institution is divided into two types of personalities. One mystics, one philosophers. Philosophers are those who think very brainy, very intellectual. Mystics are those who are full of feelings, full of emotions. Last Sunday's Murli Bhavuk. They are full of emotions. Such souls are there. And the problem of attachment is more with these souls, who are more of mystical nature, who are full of heart, full of emotions. Though heart, to be heartful is very good, but then such souls easily get attached to persons. So it is again a mental phenomenon. So whether you call it feelings, heart, emotions, thoughts, it's all in the same. Anyone? Any other question? Yeah. So we have half an hour. So we will sit in meditation. In this meditation, first of all, stabilize yourself in the soul conscious stage. Okay. And we described 8 different types of papers. So see that all those papers are coming and I am emerging as a victorious soul. Vices are coming, but I am a supremely pure soul. There is an earthquake and there is an upheaval, but I am very strong. Nothing is happening to me. And there are evil souls and criminalized souls are attacking, but I am calm, stable. And give arsakash to 5 elements of nature. Get connected with Baba. Have chit chat with him. All these things we have to practice. This is not a thing to be done once, but it has to be done every day, every single day, every single moment, to become very, very strong spiritually. Okay? So, let's become Manmanabhav and get fortified with that sense of divine love. Om Shanti.